This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
The only way to truly understand what is emerging as the mass hysteria of the left in America today is to invoke the phrase mass hallucinations. They are suffering from mass hallucinations, and there are two very important concrete examples recently that I'd like to share with you. The first is this happened on Memorial Day when the left, you know, leftists started circulating this photo, and it went viral all across the internet. It was this photo of migrant children sleeping on the floor in what looked like a cage. It's really more like just a chain link fence divider. But it looked like children in a cage. And of course, the narrative on this was that, oh my God, look how evil Trump is. He's actually taking children away from families and putting them in cages. And Trump is doing this because he's so incredibly evil and so on and so forth. And this just went viral across the internet. There's a problem with the photo, which is that it was taken in 2014. This was under Obama, not under Trump. And so when that started to come out, immediately all these radical leftists, which included, by the way, a New York Times editor and CNN people and all these so-called journalists who aren't journalists, they're just fake news people, they had all posted this photo. Now they have to delete their tweets. And the ones who said, oh, I'm so outraged, this is so unjust, it's so outrageous, and then they deleted it. And then, of course, they got trolled by other people who said back at them, well, what, this is your outrage no longer there because this happened under Obama? What happened to your outrage? Why'd you delete it? You see, the left is suffering from mass hallucinations, and every time they see a photo of anything they don't like, they immediately and irrationally attribute it to evil Donald Trump. And then when they find out that Obama did it, because Obama, he's a treasonous traitor. He's an evil person. When they find out what Obama did, they excuse it. Oh, Obama did that? Must be okay. That's okay, because Obama is our God. And there's a second example of this. There's another photo that went viral that showed baby seats on the benches of a bus, like a big public school bus, but there were baby seats all in every row, every seat. And the left started pushing this photo out there saying, this is a baby prison bus for Donald Trump to take babies to prison, to steal them away from their mothers at the border, and then take those babies to prison on a baby bus, a baby prison bus. And they started sharing this photo like crazy. Turns out, of course, it's not a baby prison bus because there's no such thing. These left-wing morons, they are literally so stupid. They believe anything. It doesn't have to have any resemblance to truth or facts or anything. Turns out this is actually a bus that's used by immigration services so that when families are held in detention, they can take their children out to see movies, or they can take their children out to parks, and they can get some outdoors time and some family time together under the supervision of federal authorities while their case is being processed. So this is actually a baby vacation field trip bus, not a baby prison bus. And once again, all these radical leftists had to start deleting all their tweets and pretending they never tweeted that out because they're insane. Mass hysteria has taken over the left. They are literally insane. Many of them belong in insane asylums. They have mass mental illness. I mean, it started out as mass hysteria, now it's mass mental illness and mass hallucinations. This is the crucial point. When one of these left-wingers looks at the world, they're looking at the world through the glasses of hate. They are filled with hatred. They're seething with it. They hate Donald Trump, and everything that they see is filtered through that hatred. So when they see baby seats on a bus, the hate comes up and they say, oh, it's a baby prison bus. Or when they see a picture of children sleeping inside like a chain link fence divider at a detention center, they immediately leap to the most intense hatred of Donald Trump that they can find. It's prisoners, it's children, refugee prisoners from Donald Trump. Everything that they look at, they see hatred for Trump. And if you know anything about hypnosis, to get someone to mass hallucinate and see hatred everywhere they look actually takes them being brainwashed and indoctrinated. That has been done by late night comedy, so-called comedy, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, The Bigot, and others, the hate-filled news media, you know, academia, the college professors who are just teaching and spewing hate at every opportunity. And through all these sources of hate, now these radical left-wing individuals, they see the world through the lens of hatred. And they're now incapable of observing reality with any sense of rationality or reason. They can no longer process the world around them in a rational way. Now, this is crucial. Remember what I just said. They can no longer process the world around them in a rational way. They see someone with a concealed carry weapon, let's say, immediately they think, child murderer. You know, when they see the NRA, which is the oldest civil rights group in America, that's not even funded by the government, it's just funded with private donations, and helps protect people's civil liberties, leftists go, defund the NRA, defund it, as if it were funded with government money like, you know, like public radio is, NPR. But it isn't. But when the left, when they see things, all they see is hatred and intolerance, and they are bigots. It's kind of like in the old South, you know, a racist white plantation owner, when they also wore bigotry and hatred glasses, and when they would see black people, all they would see is hatred. And they would see through their hate glasses an inferior race of slaves. And everywhere they look, when they saw black people, they saw inferior people. Well, now the left, everywhere they look, they just see hatred. They just see bigotry everywhere. They see racism everywhere. When there is no racism in these pictures or in the, you know, the baby prison bus. And so I'm not saying there's no racism in America. There are isolated cases of it, but there is not systemic racism, especially against Latinos. There's no such thing. There's border control, because a nation without a border is not a nation. That's not racism. That's called security. That's like locking your front door at night or putting your car in your garage because you don't want the street hoodlums to come along and steal all your nice wheels or whatever you have in your car or your pistol. So the left has become a bunch of bigots, and brainwashed bigots, actually is the better term, suffering from mass hallucinations. So anytime you see a leftist get totally outraged and start going berserk on something, just realize they're probably making it up. They're probably having a delusion, a shared delusion nonetheless. It's a popular delusion, but it's not based in reality because they are mentally ill and they hallucinate everything. You can read more about this at my website, leftcult.com, which describes the cultism of the radical left. Also, of course, read newstarget.com for more political commentary on a daily basis. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke. compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.